奉主耶稣圣名说话。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
首先问候我们在场的诸位长老、执事、传道同工，还有各位代表以及喜乐都的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
First of all, I'd like to give greetings and give peace to all the elders, the holy workers, the deacons, the delegates from various churches, as well as the brothers and sisters from Cerritos Church.
很高兴呢，这一次，能够到洛杉矶我们的教会协助一些圣工。
I'm very glad that I can come to different churches in Los Angeles to help out with the holy work.
也承蒙总负责给我这个机会在今天早上跟大家互相勉励。
And it's an honor from the chairman for his invitation for me to stand here to speak and share the message with everyone.
今天早上要讲的这个题目是总负责给我定的题目。
This morning, the topic I'm about to share is a topic that was assigned to me.
你们的总负责梁传道，他的爸爸是我的同学。
Your chairman, Pastor Lang, his father was a classmate of mine.
以前呢，他父亲跟我。我们两个人是同工。
In the past, his father and I, we were co-workers.
我们这一班同学有十个。
There are 10 of us as classmates.
他父亲是老大，我是老幺。
And his father was the oldest, I was the youngest.
这十个当中现在不到一半了，剩下不到一半。
And among the 10 of us, there's only half of us left.
很高兴我们同学的后代能够负起这个重大的责任领导我们美国教会。
I'm very happy to see that the second generation of my classmate can take on such an important holy work.
真耶稣教会的精神。
The spirit of the true Jesus Church.
我就我所知跟大家谈谈。
I'd like to share with everyone about what I know.
我们都知道本会建立在1917年在北平设立的。
We all know that the church was established in 1917 in Beiping province.
那个第一个会所的地方还有第一场洗礼的地方特别我去看了一下。
I had the privilege to visit the first baptismal site as well as the first church.
现在都是中国很重要的一个地点。
These are very important places in mainland China.
第一场洗礼还是在77事变卢沟桥的下面。
And the first baptismal site was a historical place where there's a war happened on July 7th.
到现在已经94年了。
And ever since then, it's been 94 years.
台湾总会1926年成立。
The Taiwan Church was established in 1926.
到现在也历经了85年。
It has been 85 years since the first establishment.
美国总会1976年成立。
1976 was the establishment of the United States General Assembly.
现在也经过了35年。
And it has been 35 years.
时间过得很快。
The time flees by fast.
台湾总会我比较清楚。
I know more about the Taiwan General Assembly.
那中国大陆的事情是耳闻一些。
I've only heard of some news about the China, the mainland China General Assembly.
希望透过今天早上将我所知跟各位来分享。
I'd like to share with everyone what I know about the church in China today.
同时跟各位互相勉励。
And I would like to also share the message as mutual encouragement.
我们联合总会到现在已经历经了这么多年。
And many years has passed since the establishment of the International Assembly.
1976到现在。
Ever since 1976 until now.
好几次的代表大会从第一次开始我就有参加了。
I've attended many NCC meetings ever since the first one.
那主耶稣的祝福现在我们已经在五大洲40多个国家都有教会祈祷所以及据点。
With God's blessings, among the five continents, we have more than 40 churches located at various locations.
好，谈到真耶稣教会的精神。
When it comes to the spirit of the true Jesus Church,
我只讲一项啊。
I just want to mention a few points.
因为这一项是很重要的一项。
I want to mention one point because that's the most important point.
先请看耶利米书。
First, turn to Book of Jeremiah.
六章十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 16.
耶利米书六章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Verse 16, this is what the Lord says, Stand at the crossroad and look, ask for ancient paths, ask where the good news is and walk in it. You will find the rest for your souls, but you said, we will not walk in it.
神要以色列百姓访问古道。
Lord wants the Israelites to ask the ancient paths.
这个古道是善道。
And the ancient path is the good path.
神要他的选民行在古道上面。
And Lord wants his chosen people to walk on the good way.
神要他的选民行在善道上面。
God wants his chosen people to walk with a good way.
这样子我们就有平安。
Only then we will find peace.
可是当时神的选民偏偏不行古道。
But at the time, the chosen people of God refused to practice the good way.
他们偏偏不行在善道上面。
And they refused to walk on the good path.
所以神非常的失望。
And that's why the Lord was very disappointed.
今天我们谈到真耶稣教会的精神。
Today, as we talked about the spirit of the true Jesus Church,
就是在访问古道。
We are doing the same thing. We're asking for the ancient path.
将以前的精神在今天呢，希望能够重现。
We want to revisit the spirit of the ancient church.
我们台湾总会的一个花园呢，是从黄以丽莎长老来。
The beginning of the establishment of Taiwan General Assembly comes from Elder Huang.
我有幸啊，就跟黄长老同一个教会。
I have the privilege to be in the same church with Elder Huang.
我五岁在真耶稣教会受洗。
I was baptized in True Jesus Church at 5 years old.
今年七十五岁。
This year I turned 75.
所以我是真耶稣教会七十岁的七十年的老信徒。
So I am a 70-year-old member at True Jesus Church.
以前呢，在县西教会看黄长老。
In the past, when I saw Pastor Huang in Xianxi Church,
因为他人长得很高，
because he was very tall,
头发全白，
his hair was completely gray,
他的脸呢很好看，
he's had a beautiful countenance,
可能是有钱人吧，一点皱纹都没有。
I thought maybe because he was rich, because he had not a single wrinkle on his face.
他的肚子啊，微微的突出。
And he had a small belly.
站在讲台上。
When he stood on the pulpit,
五六岁的我在台下。
I was sitting in the audience as a 5-year-old child.
他讲的道我听不懂。
I didn't know what he was saying.
因为他每次讲道都讲启示录。
Because every time he speaks, he always speaks about the book of Revelations.
而启示录啊，到底讲什么？我们这些小孩子啊。根本都听不懂。
And as a child, I had no idea what Revelation was talking about.
所以当时我是看他讲道，不是听他讲道。
So at the time, I was sitting there watching him deliver sermon, not listening to the sermon.
因为他长得很好看。
Because he was a very handsome man.
每当他从台上下来。
Every time as he walked down from the pulpit.
我都把他当作摩西下山。
I see him as if Moses come down from the mountain.
每当他跟妈妈讲话的时候，
Every time when he speaks to my mother,
我就站在旁边呢，偷偷地摸他的衣服。
I would stand on the side and I would secretly touch his clothes.
没有想到后来啊，他成为我第一任的区负责。
Little did I know he became the coordinator for my region.
还是我的启蒙老师。
He was also a mentor of mine.
第一次实习。回到故乡的教会讲道。
The first time that I was in internship was when I delivered sermon at my hometown.
房长老的习惯呢，就坐第一排，第一个靠墙壁。
Pastor Huang had a habit that is he always sit in the first row right against the window.
他听到很快就睡着了。
He falls asleep really fast as he listened to the sermon.
第一次讲到给他听我心里面很紧张。
I was very nervous when I speak my first sermon to share with him.
以前听他讲。
In the past, I was only listening to him.
现在要讲给他听。
And now I have to speak a sermon for him.
心中巴不得他赶快进到里面去休息。
And it was only my wish that he would just go into the room to lay down.
因为他坐在那边我实在讲不出话来。
Because just watching him sit there, I was speechless.
但是聚会当中总要讲。
But it was a service, I had no choice but to speak.
我讲不到几句话就看到他闭着眼睛了。
And after deliver a few sentences, I saw that he closed his eyes.
我看了都差不多了。
So I thought that it was almost over.
赶快把我要讲的道理讲完。
So I quickly say what I had to say.
让他听不到就好了。
As long as he couldn't hear me, I was fine.
没有想到他完全听到了。
Little did I know he heard the whole sermon.
聚会完了，叫我到他的那个他的寝室里面房间
After the service was over, he invited me to go into his room to drink tea.
我这一辈子第一杯茶，中国茶是他请客的。
The first cup of tea of my lifetime was given by him.
我想这个长老怎么这么吝啬哈？这么一小小的一杯。
So I thought, why is this elder so stingy? He only gave me a small cup of tea.
我刚讲到完了，希望能够一大杯来喝下去。
Because I just gave a sermon, I was hoping for a big glass of water to drink it.
然后他对我说。
So he gave me the tea and told me.
你今天早上讲到，我很注意听
He said that I was paying attention to your sermon this morning.
然后开始讲评。
And he began to critique me.
我吓了一跳，我明明看到他睡觉
I was shocked because I thought I saw him sleeping.
竟然还能够讲评。
And I was surprised that he can critique me.
所以我一个直觉原来这个就是长老了。
And I immediately realized that this is an elder.
所谓长老就是睡觉也可以听到的。
An elder is somebody who can listen to the sermon even while he was sleeping.
所以后来我看到长老在睡觉都以为这个不是在睡觉。
So ever since then, when I see an elder sleeping, I realize that they're not truly sleeping.
好，那很多的真耶稣教会的精神都是从他看到的。
And many books and many spirit of true Jesus Church was from him.
也从他听到的。
And I've heard those messages also from him.
我讲我的结论。
So I will give you my conclusion.
真耶稣教会的精神。
The spirit of true Jesus Church.
就是积极宣道的精神
is to proactively proclaim the truth
以及竭力为真道争辩的精神
and together to fight for the truth
福音刚传到台湾来
when the gospel first came to Taiwan
第一场的布道会就是在温子教会
the very first evangelical service was held at 温子 church
那我就是温子教会的信徒
I was a member of that local church
现在那个地点还在
and the church still exists today
每当有客人去的时候
every time there's a visitor for that church
我们都带他去参观
I will take the visitor to the church to take a tour
那一场布道会开了三天
that evangelical service took place for 3 days
每天都几百个人参加
Every day, there are hundreds of people attending the service.
大部分是黄长老的亲戚朋友。
Most of them are relatives or friends of Elder Huang.
结果很多人相信。
And many people came to believe.
所以很快宪西教会就成立了。
Therefore, quickly, 宪西 Church was established.
当然就是中国大陆派了几位同工到台湾工作。
And the mainland China churches sent a few holy workers to work in Taiwan.
他们兵分三路。
They divided into 3 directions.
40天建立了三个教会。
With 40 days, they established 3 churches.
也就是15章里的教会，我们以后称为宪西教会。
And that is the Shenxi Church.
还有一个清水教会。
There's also another church named 清水 Church.
还有一个牛挑湾教会，就是现在的埔子教会。
The last is 牛挑湾 Church, which is the 埔子 Church today.
40天，三个教会。
3 churches were established in the short 40 days.
为什么这么快？
Why did it spread so fast?
就是因为刚刚福音传到台湾的时候
It was because when the gospel first came to Taiwan
所有相信耶稣的人
everyone that believed in Jesus,
都有一个观念。
They all had the same concept.
要赶快把这个福音传出去。
That is, they want to quickly spread the gospel.
而且非常积极的在传福音。
And they want to very proactively to spread the gospel.
所以很快，我们这个真教会就在中部、南部、北部这样一直设立起来。
And quickly, all the churches were established in northern, middle, and southern Taiwan.
我1955年从神学班毕业。
In 1955, I graduated from the theological training.
被正式任命为台湾总会的传道人。
I was officially ordained as a pastor at the Taiwan GA.
我们在神学班一年的时候。
When I was spent a year at the theological
school. 我们这些长辈老师啊，教导我们。
The elders and the teachers all taught us
将来你们出去是要当传道
that in the future when you go out you will act as a pastor
你们不是当牧师
you will act as a preacher and not a pastor
你们要积极地去传福音
and therefore you have to actively preach the gospel
这些教训呢我们都听进去了
we all took in such instructions
所以我开始当传道的时候
So when I first became a preacher,
我也是非常注重传福音的工作。
I emphasized the importance of preaching the gospel.
我在我的故乡啊开始传福音。
I began preaching at my hometown.
曾经50天跑20多个村子。
And in 50 days, I have visited 20 different villages.
每天晚上啊骑着脚踏车啊带着扩大器一村一村的去布道。
Every night, I would ride my bike and bring my speaker to preach from village to village.
可以说，当时啊，邻近的所有乡村，我们都去了。
I have visited every single nearby village, next to us.
因为大家热诚的参加。
Because everybody, joined, with glad heart.
大家有一股热情呢，要把主耶稣的福音传出去。
Everybody was fervent in preaching the words of God.
所以。大家用走路去参加。
That's why everybody walked to all the services.
50多年前呢，有自行车啊、脚踏车来骑，算是最好的了。
50 years ago, it would consider really good to be able to own a bike.
其他大家是用走路的。
Everybody else can only afford to just walk.
扶老携幼。
And they would bring their elders and bring their children with them.
女人还要抱小孩。
Even the women have to carry their babies in their arms.
还要背小孩。
Or they have to carry the kids on their back.
去参加布道会。
In order to make it to the services.
我们这些传道人。
As pastors.
不但是要讲道。
We not only have to deliver a sermon.
我要自己啊，架设扩大器。
I have to set up the speaker all by myself.
要自己啊做宣传的工作。
I have to take the responsibility for preaching.
下午5点左右。
About 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
我要带领全体信徒把这个村庄啊绕场一周。
I have to lead all the believers to circle the village one time.
我走前面。
So I will walk in the front.
弟兄姐妹两个两个跟在我后面。
The brothers and sisters, two by two, will follow behind me.
就这样绕场啊，把这个村庄啊绕一周。
This is how we would circle and walk around the village one time.
一面敲锣打鼓。
So we would beat the drums and we would make loud noises.
今天晚上在某某人的广场有布道会。
In order to advertise that tonight we will have an evangelical service at a certain place.
希望大家来参加。
And we invite everybody to join us.
时间到了。
Because the time is here.
很多人呢，陆陆续续来。
And as the time comes, many people will come.
那个时候没有电视机。
At the time, there is no television.
乡村没有广播电台。
In the villages, there is no broadcast station.
所以我们去的时候很热闹。
So when we go there, it's actually very loud.
大家很新奇。
Everybody was very, very curious.
就大家一传十，十传百就来了。
So one by one, they share the news with others. Everybody came.
要来参加布道的人自己带椅子来。
People that want to join in the evangelical service, they would bring a stool with them.
大家很守规矩。
Everybody obeyed the rules.
小孩子坐前面。
The children would sit in the front.
大人坐后面。
The adults would sit in the back.
一排一排坐好。
So one row after another, they would sit in their own place.
然后我们就开始布道了。
Then we begin to hold the service.
就这样子啊。 也吸引很多人来信主。
It is this way that we have attracted many people to come believe in the Lord.
感谢主啊，我们美国总会的叶传道，也就是在那个时候，他们家族来信主。
Thank God that Pastor Ye at the USGA believed during those times.
还有现在在香港的施传道也是其中之一。
Also, Pastor Shea in Hong Kong Church, he also believed this way.
可见那个时候的宣道工作是有功效的。
From here, you can see that the evangelical services at the time was very effective.
那我自己的宣道工作。
My own personal evangelism.
起先呢，单单用扩大器讲。
Started in the beginning with only handheld speakers.
后来呀。我就用那个纸细哈，日本话叫卡米西拜，就是用纸去画一个圣经故事，然后用一个框框装起来，一张一张抽出来这样讲道。
Then I have changed the way I preach. I would draw the pictures put it in the box. I would take each picture out and preach that way.
因为当时没有什么其他的电子设备。
Because at the time, there are no other electronics.
所以我这个纸细、哦、用纸去画的、啊、一张一张抽出来、啊、也很吸引人。
So the way I preach with pictures, the pictorial way was very attractive.
纸细做了几年以后
After I preached that way for several years,
就开始用幻灯片来布道。
Then we changed to preaching with projectors.
当时、啊、林崇道长老供给我一些幻灯片。
At the time, Elder Lin shared with me a few of his projector slides.
还有我们嘉义教会一个蔡弟兄。
And also in 嘉义 Church there was a brother Tsai.
给我一些幻灯片的圣经故事，还有其他的故事。
He gave me a few stories from the biblical stories that comes on the projector slides.
我就用机器来做这个幻灯片的故事。
So I would use this projector to share the biblical stories with everyone.
这个更吸引人了。
This attracted even more people.
尤其当时啊，没有电视机。
Especially at the time, there's no television.
大家很喜欢看。
Many people like to watch that.
幻灯片做完了。
After the projector was over,
我就开始讲道。
Then I began to preach.
过了几年。
After a few years,
就演电影。
Then movie came about.
还是从无阳道之士开始的。
It started from Deacon Wu.
电影是活动的。
The movie, of course, is moving motion pictures.
是黑白的。
But it was in black and white.
大家看得更高兴的。
So everybody had even more fun watching the black and white movies.
我们把这个电影呢分作上下两集。
We would divide the movie into first and second parts.
二十几分钟上集做完了就停下来。
After we run the first part for about 20 minutes, the movie will stop.
开始讲道。
Then we begin to preach.
你要看下集就要参加讲道再来看下集。
If you want to watch the second part, you have to stay for the service before you can watch it.
就这样子又经过一段电影的时间。
And with this way, we preach for a period of time through the movies.
后来啊，见到用唱诗班。
Then we developed choir.
在很多地方啊，大型的布道。
In many places, we have mass evangelical services that way.
这种大型的布道，尤其在中南区啊，最流行。
And such a way to evangelize was very popular in the southern part of Taiwan.
每个教会一部游览车去参加。
Every church will join the service with one big tour bus.
这又经过了一段时间。
And we preached that way for a period of time.
后来我们第一次在广播电台布道。
Then for the first time, we were able to evangelize on the broadcast stations.
由我们已故的蔡牧夫执事去主持。
Our former Deacon Tsai was the one that held the service.
在中区、中南区的弟兄姊妹可以透过广播电台来听福音。
The believers, brothers and sisters, lived in the middle and southern part of Taiwan. They can listen to this message from the radio station.
这样又经过了一段时间。
And again, we preached that way for several years.
近年来。
And recently,
我们利用各种媒体。
Through various media.
特别是电视。
Especially through television.
台湾总会这几年用电视来布道。
Taiwan GA for the past few years has been evangelizing through television.
为什么用电视布道？
Why do we evangelize with television media?
电视也花了不少钱。
We've also spent a lot of money in those media.
但事实上也有它的功效。
It has its effectiveness.
这个电视的布道我们是根据启示录来的。
We base the media evangelism through, is based on Book of Revelations.
请看启示录十四章第六节。
Turn to Book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 16.
启示录十四章第六节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. Verse 6, then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who lived on earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people.
天使飞在空中传福音。
An angel flying in the midair to preach the gospel.
是要传给住在地上的人。
Is to preach to people who live on the earth.
包括各国各族各方各民。
And that includes every nation, tribe, language, and people.
这里所说的天使。
The angel that's mentioned here.
就是你，就是我。
And that angel is you and I.
就是神的使者。
That is the messenger of God.
在空中传福音。
The angel is flying in the mid-air.
就是利用空中啊，各种电子媒体来讲道。
That is referring to evangelizing through various media and various technology.
对象是住在地上的人。
The audience is to those who live on the earth.
这个地上的人就是还没有信主的。
People living on earth refer to those who have not yet believed.
我们大家是天上的人。
And all of us are the angels, are the people of heaven.
这里说的地上的人就是还没有信耶稣的人。
The people live on earth recorded here refer to those who have not believed.
就包括各国各族各方各民。
And that includes every nation, tribe, language, and people.
这几年来啊，我们台中的这个电视的布道。
In the past few years, the television evangelism in Taiwan
也发挥了一定的功效。
And have also shown its effectiveness.
不但是台湾全省看到。
We not only see the effect in the entire island of Taiwan.
很多人呢带着慕道朋友，告诉他们这个时间要打开电视。
And many people share with their friends that it was at a certain time they need to turn the TV on.
因为我也常常在电视讲道。
Because I myself often speak on the television.
所以出门的时候。
So when I go out,
有时候在车上啊，人家指指点点。
Sometimes in the car, people will point their fingers and talk about me.
有一次我偷听到了。
One time that I eavesdropped.
哎，那个人呢，很像电视上那个人。
People say that I look like somebody on TV.
我不好意思说就是我。
I was too shy to tell him it is me.
但是有一次啊，去吃东西。
There was one other time that I went to eat.
跟负责人呢去吃冰，一碗冰。
To eat shaved ice with the church board members.
那一碗冰呢，我的特别大，特别尖。
And I had more ice and more goods in that bowl of shaved ice more than anyone else.
里面的料子啊，我特别多。
And I had more things filling the ice.
我还以为我这一杯啊，这一碗比较贵。
I thought that my cup of shaved ice was more expensive.
结果不是。
But that was not the case.
那个小妹告诉我。
Because the store person told me.
那是我用的了。
And that I was the one that made it for you.
因为我看你很像电视里面那个人。
Because you look like somebody on the TV.
所以在电视讲到吃冰也可以多一点。
So if you speak on the TV, you will get even more ice when you eat.
我说的时候可见了，也很多人在看。
So from here, you can see that there's a lot of people that watch the television evangelism.
有一个天主教的神父。
There is also a pastor at the Catholic church.
特别打电话给我。
He especially called me.
他说啊，他是在做泡菜的。
He said his job was to make kimchi.
他做的韩国泡菜啊，比韩国人更好吃。
The kimchi he makes is even better than the one made by the natives.
他要寄两瓶给我。
He wanted to mail two cups of kimchi to me.
因为他听电视的讲道。
Because he has heard about the sermon on TV.
我不好意思啊，我说不好。
I said that's not good. I refuse.
他说你拒绝就太看不起我了。
But he said that if you refuse, then that means you're not, you're looking down on me.
我说好，那么我们现在神学院有韩国的神学生在。
So I said that at the theological training right now, there are Korean-speaking students.
我可以转送给他们去品尝。
And that I can give it to them to give to taste it.
结果他寄两瓶给我, 再两瓶是给韩国的神学生。
So he mailed two cans of kimchi to me and two more cans of kimchi to the Korean students.
可见呢, 连外教会也在看。
So from here, you can see that even the Gentile other churches are also watching the programs.
所以这个电视的布道,
so therefore, the television evangelism,
虽然花了不少钱,
even though we've spent a lot of money in it,
也有它一定的功效,
but it has its own effectiveness.
我们的目的就是要把真道宣扬出去,
our purpose is to preach the truth and the gospel to others.
用各种方法把它宣扬出去,
we want to proclaim the truth in various ways.
今后, 我们希望透过网络宣道,
in the future, we would hope to preach through the internet.
能够把圣经的预言呢, 应验呢,
we will be able to fulfill the prophecy in the Bible.
就是能够让各国, 各族, 各方, 各民都听到了。
And that is that everyone, every nation, tribe, language, and people can hear our message.
我们的前辈们得到真道之后, 想尽办法把它传出去。
After our forefathers have received all the message, they try to proclaim the message in every way they can.
所以你看, 1917年以后,
after 1917,
真道从华北, 华中, 华南, 一直传下来,
the truth spread from the northern China to mid China to southern China.
1926年传到台湾,
in 1926, the truth spread to Taiwan.
27年, 到了新加坡, 马来西亚,
in 1927, it spread to Singapore and Malaysia.
30年到了我们的夏威夷,
and after 30 years, it preached to Hawaii.
以后到印尼去,
and from there, it spread to Indonesia.
接着留学生把福音也带出去了,
then the foreign students then brought the message to other places.
接着移民也把福音带出去了,
also through the immigrants, they have brought the messages to different places.
我们的前辈这种宣道精神, 我们要学。
We have to learn from their spirit of evangelism.
以前我们宣道的时候,
in the past, when we preach,
资源很缺乏,
we had very limited resources.
大家用走路的,
everybody had to walk.
有时候我们布道会回来了,
sometimes after coming back from the services,
就站在那个桥上啊, 唱诗,
we would stand on the bridge and sing praises.
唱完了诗, 再继续回家,
after we finished singing the hymns, then we would continue to walk home.
觉得非常的喜乐,
our heart was filled with joy.
为什么我们要把福音宣扬出去呢?
Why is it that we need to proclaim the truth?
当时啊, 有几个理由,
at the time, there were several reasons.
一个就是主耶稣快来了,
first is that the Lord Jesus is coming soon.
当我们刚信主的时候,
when we first believed in the Lord,
长辈们, 传道人, 都告诉我们, 耶稣就快来了。
The elders, the pastors all taught us that the Lord Jesus is coming soon.
所以要赶快把福音传出去,
so we have to quickly spread the gospel.
要传遍天下,
we have to spread the gospel all over the world. So we can welcome the second coming of Christ.
所以黄以利沙长老, 曾经这样说,
Elder Elijah Huan once spoke of this.
说将来啊, 我们大家要坐飞机, 到各地方去。
He said that in the future, we will all be in the airplane flying to different places.
然后拿着传单,
and we will have the flyer, gospel flyers in our hands.
把飞机的窗户打开,
we will be able to open the window in the airplane.
然后撒下去,
and just throw and spray the flyers out from the window.
很快很快啊, 福音就传遍天下了。
And that is how quickly the gospel was spread all over the world.
小时候没有看, 没有坐过飞机,
when I was little, I've never sat in the airplane.
我们很期待有一天啊, 来坐飞机分传单。
We all look forward to one day that we can sit in the airplane to share the flyers.
后来啊, 长大了,
so as we grew older,
当传道了,
as I became a preacher,
一年啊, 坐了好几次的飞机,
I flew many times in one year.
我才知道啊, 飞机的窗不能打开,
that's when I realized that you can't open the window in the airplane.
因为把飞机的门一打开啊, 那不得了了。
It will be a big deal if you try to open the window or door in the airplane.
啊, 我们的长辈就说, 这样的传福音很快的意思。
And what our forefathers are telling us is that that's how quickly you should spread the gospel.
主耶稣快来了。
It's because Lord Jesus is coming soon.
还有一个理由啊,
there is another reason.
就是责任感。
That is a sense of responsibility.
就像保罗说的,
just like what Paul said,
我传福音是个责任。
that I preach the gospel as a duty.
我是不得已的。
It's not up to me.
因为责任已经托付我了。
Because that duty is already on my shoulders.
还有第三个理由。
There is another reason.
就是我要拯救人的灵魂。
And that is the sense of mission to save the soul.
因此，我要被我的朋友、我的亲戚赶快去传。
And that's why I beg my family and friends to spread the gospel too.
所以最起先啊，我们的福音都是传给亲友。
Initially, our gospel messages are shared with our family and friends.
你看现在的信息教会、温子教会，都是亲戚朋友来信主。
If you look at the Sanxi Church or Wenzi Church, all the membership starts from family and friends.
如果我们现在也有这三个理由。
If today we all have the same three reasons.
为了迎接主耶稣，赶快来。
In order to be ready and prepared for the second coming of Jesus.
为了要尽自己的责任。
And because we want to fulfill our responsibilities.
为了要拯救我们亲友的灵魂。
For the sake of saving the souls of our family and friends.
我们也应该积极地做宣道工作。
We too should proactively spread and proclaim the gospel.
请看提摩太后书第四章第一节第二节。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
提摩太后书四章第一节第二节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 and 2. In the presence of God of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I give you this charge. Verse 2. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction.
真教会初期，大家都有这种积极宣道的使命感。
In the beginning of the true church, everyone had a sense of spreading the gospel and proclaiming the truth.
所以男女老幼，大大小小，都在讲道。
So older, regardless of your age or your gender, everyone was proclaiming the truth actively.
因此啊，信而归主的人天天都增加。
And that's why people that believe and became the family of Christ were added to us each day.
当初我们不只是宣道。
In the beginning, we not only preach the word.
我们还为真道竭力在争辩。
We've also fought for this truth.
所以我们真耶稣教会刚成立的时候。
So in the beginning, when the True Jesus Church was first established.
我们传福音的对象大部分是外教会的信徒。
The target of our preaching the gospel is usually the Gentile churches.
所以当时外教会的那些传道人牧师啊，非常不高兴。
Therefore, at the time, many pastors and preachers for other churches were very upset with us.
一直骂我们是偷牵羊。
They will blame us for stealing their flock.
他说那些绵羊你们去不去找？
They would say that you don't go out and seek for the lost sheep.
为什么都找到我们教会的信徒？
Why are you stealing our members?
有一个传道人不客气，因为你们是绵羊啊。
And a pastor will answer them, say that because you are the lost sheep.
所以我们当然是先找你们。
And that's why, of course, we want to look for you first.
所以起先呢，都是这些外教会人来信主。
In the beginning, it was these Gentile members that came to believe.
有一次啊，一个牧师跑到我们教会来。
One time, there was a pastor that came to our church.
指着我们蔡圣明长老。
He pointed at our pastor Tsai.
你这个偷牵羊的。
And that you are a sheep stealer.
不知羞耻。
You are a thief that you have no shame.
蔡长老啊，静静的不回答。
The pastor Tsai was very quiet. He didn't answer.
这个人回去以后啊。
After this person went home.
还非常的赞美说，真耶稣教会的传道真有修养啊。
And he actually complimented and said that the pastors at True Jesus Church was very well cultivated.
我指名道姓的骂到他的脸上了。
Because,
他还不回话。
Because I was rebuking and yelling at him in his face, but he didn't even answer me.
啊，就这样子也能够感叹他来信主。
And it was this way that we moved that pastor to come and became a member.
我们真耶稣教会起先呢，有这种辩道的精神。
In the beginning, the True Jesus Church had the spirit of fighting for the truth.
不只是宣道，我们还辩道。
We not only preach the word, the truth, we also fought for the truth.
所以起先我们这个大专班的学生灵恩会
and the evangelical service held for the college students.
都有辩论的课程。
We have classes of teaching them how to debate.
正反两派啊，在辩论。
And we have taught them to be able to debate.
因为那个时候有这个需要。
Because at the time there was a need for that.
我这一辈子遇到了好几场的辩论。
In my lifetime, I have encountered a few debates.
我第一场看到了是我们的简长老。
The first debate that I witnessed was our elder Jin.
在二林教会跟一大群的长老会的长老牧师来辩道。
And in that church, he was debating against 20-some Presbyterian pastors.
我们教会就是简长老一个人。
And in our church, there's only one person that is Elder Jan.
就坐在后面。
All the other members were sitting behind him.
长老教会牧师长老差不多十来个。
There were at least 10 elders and pastors from the Presbyterian Church.
来势汹汹啊， 要跟我们的长老辩道。
And they came to debate and argue with our pastor.
我们的长老啊， 真的是 胆壮啊， 非常的勇敢。
Our elder was very brave.
他面对这十几个牧师长老，
facing all these elders and pastors,
一句一句答辩。
He answered them and debated with them one by one.
一句一句质问。
He asked them questions and questioned them one by one.
他掌控全程。
He was in control of the entire debate.
有些时候长老牧师争先恐后要回答。
And there are times when elders and pastors at the Presbyterian Church were fighting to answer.
他会说, 你静静的, 是他, 不是你。
And he would say, be quiet, it's not your turn.
一个一个来。
And one come,
你们这两三个人讲话, 我要听哪一个?
If all two or three of you talk at the same time, who should I listen to?
有时候长老回问过去。
And sometimes when he replies,
好, 请你对面这位长老答一答。
He will point out an elder specifically to answer his question.
大家怕死了。
Everybody was afraid of him.
问大家很敢。
Because their pastors was not fear to ask.
被问要回答的时候,
but when it's their turn to answer the questions,
大家很怕。
Everyone was afraid of him.
那么真道就这样在辩论当中啊, 又传出去了。
And this is how the truth was able to spread among all the debates.
所以在二林教会也出现了我们台总的总负责。
That's why in Erlin Church, it arose one of the board members or churchmen of our Taiwan GA.
将近30年前。
About 30 years ago.
我在印尼开两次的辩论会。
In Indonesia, I held two sessions of debates.
一次在马城教会。
Once at the Martin Church.
还有一次在昆甸教会。
The other time was held at the Kunden Church.
都是跟外教会的牧师长老。
And these debates were all with the Gentile pastors and elders.
在昆甸教会那些牧师们呢, 最少有30个。
There were at least 30 preachers or pastors at Kunden Church.
他们全部都来了。
They all came.
在马城也是一样。
The same thing happened in Martin Church.
就是借着这种辩道, 把我们纯正的福音呢传出去。
It was through such debate and discussions our pure truth can be spread out.
这几天呢, 我跟同工讲,
These past few days, I shared with my co-workers.
我说新加坡的青年呢, 对这个辩道非常有恩赐。
And that the youth at Singapore Church were very gifted with such debates.
所以我跟我的同学去那边的时候,
Because when I went there with my classmates,
就是谢顺道长老,
and that is Pastor Shay.
我们聚会完,
after the service was over,
面对隔壁神学院的那些神学生, 牧师教授,
we were facing the theological students, their pastors and their elders.
我们开了一场辩道会,
we held a debate.
两边呢, 面对面坐着,
we were sitting opposite of each other.
我的同学谢顺道长老说,
My classmate, Elder Shay says,
他偷偷地问我, 是你要主辩还是我?
He asked me, are you leading or am I leading?
我说, 你是老大哥, 当然是你。
So I said, you're older than me, of course you're leading the debate.
他说, 你很聪明啊。
He says, yeah, you're smart.
我说, 我就站在山上祷告好了。
So I said, I will stand on the mountain and just pray for you.
我这个祷告也可以左右你的辩论。
Because my prayer can also help you with your debates.
他笑笑说, 反正你聪明的。
So he smiled and answered me, you are the smart one.
就开始了。
So the debate began.
谢长老问他们。
the elder Shea asked them,
我们今天晚上是要谈道还是要辩道？
This tonight, are we discussing the truth or are we debating about the truth?
如果是要辩道，
If you want to debate,
那我一句你一句，
then I will say we will take turn,
我一次你一次，
that I will take one turn and you will take one turn,
不多也不少，
and we will be fair.
我问你答。
When I ask questions, you answer my questions.
你问我答。
When you ask questions, I will answer.
这个才是辩道。
And that is how you debate.
如果是要谈道。
But if you want to discuss,
那么就由我来讲。
Then I will take charge.
你们可以问。
Then you can ask questions.
后来他们呢，七嘴八舌去商量。
So they had their own discussion.
说谈道就好了。
So they said we will just discuss truth.
他们也怕辩道。
Because they're also afraid of the debate.
谈了以后呢？
And after they discussed about the truth,
竟然变成辩道了。
Somehow it turned into a debate.
大家忍不住啊。
Because they couldn't stand this.
他们以为啊，教授这么多，牧师这么多。
They thought that because they have so many experienced pastors and elders.
那我们这边啊，只有两个人。
And that there were only two of us here.
跟新加坡那些青年。
And only a few members of youth from Singapore Church.
那次的辩道就是谈洗礼。
The topic of the debate at the time was about the baptism.
洗礼的功效。
About the effectiveness of baptism.
我们主张洗礼有赦罪的功效。
We proclaim that the baptism has the effectiveness of forgiveness.
他们认为洗礼是手续，是一种形式。
But they believe that baptism is merely a ceremony, a formality.
人只要口里承认，心里相信，就得救了。
That if a man believes in his heart and admits that he believes, then he will be saved.
谢长老就解释了。
So Pastor Shea began to explain.
解释以后，谢长老就反问了。
After he explained, he then posed a question.
说《使徒行传》二十二章十六节。
He said that in Book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 16.
起来，求告他的名受洗。
That when they stood up, they asked in the name of Jesus Christ, and they were baptized.
洗去你的罪。
And your sin will be washed away.
请问要怎么解释？
So let me ask you, how do you explain that verse?
他们解释不出来。
They could not explain the verse.
就谈到别的地方去了。
So they changed topic.
然后谢长老又问。
So Elder Shea then asked another question.
使徒行传二十二章十六节怎么解释？
That in Book of Acts chapter 16, how do you explain that verse?
他们又顾左右而言他。
So they try to distract us and try to change the subject.
第三次啊，谢长老要问二十二章十六节怎么解释。
So for the third time, Elder Shea asked him again, "How do you explain Acts chapter 22?"
有一个牧师啊，发脾气了。
The one of their pastors became angry.
说难道你没有别的圣经可以引吗？
He said that, "Do you not have any other verse that you can refer to?"
为什么一直问这一句？
Why are you asking this message, this verse over and over?
谢长老说，圣经太多了。
The Elder Shea says that there are too many reference verses.
就这一句你解释看看就好了。
And just try to answer my question and explain this verse.
如果洗礼没有赦罪的功效，
If baptism does not have the power of forgiveness of sin,
请你解释二十二章十六节。
Then how do you explain chapter 22 verse 16?
哦，后来啊，我这个同学啊，学了一个秘诀。
So through my classmate, I learned of a technique.
我们跟外教会的人辩道。
That is when we try to debate with other churches.
就是最重要的那个关键的圣经章节啊，把它咬住了。
You have to hold on to the key verse in the Bible.
不要随便放它走。
That do not let it go too easily.
就一句话，我们就可以得胜了。
Because we can win the debate with one single verse.
就好像大卫面对哥利亚。
Just like David when he faced Goliath.
五颗石子。
He had five pieces of rocks.
他只有用一颗。
He only used one of them.
就得胜了。
And he was victorious.
我们的五大教义啊，一种就够了。
Among our five basic doctrines, we only need one of them.
但你要得准准的。
But you have to know it clearly.
以前呢，我们都有这个辩道的经验。
In the past, we all had the experience of debate.
因为我们一方面宣道，一面就是要辩明正道。
Because when we preach the gospel, we also have to debate and fight for the gospel.
可是现在比较少了。
But you see that less and less these days.
所以啊，真教会的精神。
So the spirit of the true Jesus Church.
在我看啊。
In my opinion.
一向以来，我们是积极的宣道。
For in we always proclaim actively about the truth.
极力地为真道争辩。
And that together we fight for the truth.
那为了要达到这个目的,
so in order to achieve that goal,
我们就做三个工作。
We have to do three things.
一个是人才的培训。
First is we have to cultivate and develop our holy worker.
经会的充实。
And second is the abundance of our resources.
以及祷告的支持。
And third is the support from prayers.
因此啊, 我们台湾总会过去一直在培养人才。
The Taiwan GA for many years have tried to cultivate and train holy workers.
我出来当传道的时候,
when I was a pastor,
我们的前辈大概10个人左右。
I only had about 10 mentors.
后来啊, 台总就培训我们这一班10个人。
Then the Taiwan Assembly trained 10 of us theological students.
我们这一班毕业以后, 经过10年就成立了神学院。
After we graduated for 10 years, they developed the theological training program.
今天在美国的很多同工,
today, there are many co-workers, holy workers here in the United States.
就是台总的神学院培育出来的。
And they are all the result of the theological training program in Taiwan.
为了要达到积极宣道的这种目的。
In order to accomplish a goal to spread the gospel actively.
要达到竭力争辩的目的。
In order to achieve the goal that we must fight for the truth.
所以人才的培训。
And that's why we need to cultivate our holy workers.
这是刻不容缓的。
And this is something that is a must.
第二个。
Second,
就是经费的充实,
that is the abundance of our resources.
为了要积极支持这个宣道工作,
in order to actively support this holy work.
所以各地的弟兄姐妹极力的奉献。
So brothers and sisters from various places were offering with their heart.
我们真教会起先的信徒都是中下阶层比较多。
In the beginning, all the members of our church were middle or lower class.
大家没有什么钱。
They didn't have a lot of resources.
可是为了福音的工作,
but for the sake of spreading the gospel,
他们是尽力在奉献,
they do their best in offering.
我们在小时候,
when I was little,
看到大人在奉献,
when I saw the adults offering,
以前是写黑板,
in the past, they used to write on the board.
大概主要是灵恩会的奉献,
usually is about the Thanksgiving offering.
经常会的奉献,
and offering for the necessities.
以前的奉献都是在黑板上。
In the past, they would write the amount of offering on the blackboard.
一个名字,
they would write the name.
多少钱,
and how much they offer.
就写在黑板,
it would be written on the blackboard.
灵恩会的时候,
when it comes to the evangelical service,
什么人要米几斗, 鸡鸭几只, 都写上去,
they would write on the blackboard the name of the member, how many chicken they offer, how many bags of rice they offer.
什么人奉献猪一只,
or so-and-so offered a pig.
然后负责人告诉你, 你明天拿鸡来, 你明天拿鸭来。
The board member then would assign different members to bring their chicken or bring their duck tomorrow.
这样经过了好多年,
and this is how they offer for many years.
终于大家知道, 奉献是凭信心。
Then everyone realized that you have to offer according to your faith.
所以以后我们就不再在黑板上写了。
So they no longer write all the offerings on the blackboard.
感谢主, 我们真耶稣教会的经会。
Thank God, the resources of our True Jesus Church,
到现在为止,
until today,
我们各国都是好像没有, 却是样样多有。
In different countries, it all seemed that as if we have nothing, but yet we are abundant.
好像缺少,
it seems that we are lacking,
却是一样都不少,
but we are lacking nothing.
就好像玛拿一样,
just like manna,
就好像只有这么多,
it seems like it is so little.
但是40年就是取之不尽, 用之不竭,
but 40 years, they have never lacked any manna.
所以一直到现在,
so until today,
为了要支持宣道工作,
in order to support the gospel, the spreading the gospel,
大家要竭力奉献,
everyone must work together to offer.
弟兄姊妹的奉献精神非常的, 令人佩服。
The spirit of offering from all the brothers and sisters is something that I'm very much admired of.
很多人奉献土地,
there are many people offer their land,
或者奉献金条金块,
or they'll offer strips of gold,
金戒指金项链,
they'll offer gold rings or gold necklaces.
有的人去耕会标会, 来奉献,
and people will offer in different ways.
有的人呢, 拿私房钱来奉献,
some will hide their personal money and offer the money.
台北教会有一个, 姐妹,
In Taipei Church, there was a sister.
去跟人家洗衣服。
And her job was to wash clothes for other people.
一家一家去洗衣服。
She would wash clothes for different families.
赚的钱去跟会。
And what she earned, she would put it in a high interest.
那个会啊，飙到了。整笔啊，拿来奉献。
So when she got the profit, she would offer the entire profit to church.
她那个奉献的钱呢，是洗衣服得来的。
But that of the money for the offering came from washing clothes for other people.
我们都说是抹镜头啊，抹啊，你来奉献的。
So we all say that she labored hard to wash her clothes so she could offer.
那个财务啊，张长老每当啊接到这一笔钱的时候。
Elder John, who was the financial affair at the time, every time he received the money,
都会掉眼泪
he will always shed his tears.
因为他是这么的辛苦来奉献
Because he realized that she worked so hard to save the money.
台湾总会盖这一座大楼
When the Taiwan GA built their building,
当时花了两亿
At the time, they spent 200 million.
我们是从零开始的
We started with zero.
当盖完了以后
After they were finished,
浸信会那个周连华牧师到总会来
and a pastor from another church came to our church.
周牧师跟我们的杨长老同龄的，同年龄。
The pastor Cho from another church was about the same age as our elder.
当时我是台总的总负责。
At the time, I was a chairman of the Taiwan GA.
我接待周牧师、杨长老在客厅聊天。
Being a host to the pastor and elder was sitting in the living room.
周连华牧师啊说，哎，我很佩服你们真耶稣教会。
Pastor Joe from another church said that I am very much admire your church.
花这么多钱都不必外国来协助。
And that you spend so much money in developing this building, you didn't get any single help from other countries.
如果我们浸信会啊，我自信没有办法。
And for our church, I am confident we won't be able to do that.
然后我们三个人呢一起吃晚餐。
So all three of us then had dinner together.
在吃饭的时候。
During our dinner.
周牧师对我说。
Pastor Zhao then told me.
说陈长老，我总不能白白吃你们这一顿饭。
He says, Elder Chang, I cannot eat this dinner for free.
我好久没有写字了。
That I have not write anything for a long time.
我来写一个匾额啊，来送给你们。
So I would like to write a banner as a gift to you.
我正晓得不晓得怎么回答。
I didn't know how to answer at the time.
杨长老啊，在底下用脚踢了我一下。
Elder Yang then kicked me by my foot.
然后他抢先回答说：“恭敬不如从命。”
So he answered that we would gladly accept it.
好了，既然杨长老都已经接受了。
So since Elder Yang accepted the gift,
周牧师就问我,
then Pastor Chao asked me,
请问陈长老, 你要我写什么?
He asked me, Pastor Chang, what would you like me to write?
我就在这个纸头上面呢, 写给杨长老看。
So I write on my hand what I would like for him to write.
因为当时台湾总会的负责人会,
Because at the time, the board members in Taiwan
已经选三句圣经章节要用。
Already chose three Bible verses to use.
一句是弥迦书二章四章第一节。
And one of them is a book of Micah chapter.
神的山坚立超乎万灵。
That the mountain of God stands still above all people.
万民流归这个山。
So all people will come towards the mountain.
第二句是哈该书二章九节。
The second is Book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 9.
这殿后来的荣耀大过先前。
And that the glory of this church will surpass the one previously.
第三句啊，就是撒迦利亚书四章六节。
The third is Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
我就写给杨长老看，撒迦利亚书四章六节好不好？
So I wrote on my hand and asked the elder, how about Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6?
因为第一句已经用上去了。
Because we already used the first verse.
还有两句话还没有用。
We have not used the two verses.
杨长老点点头。
So Elder Yan then nod his head.
我就跟周牧师讲。
So I told Pastor Chao.
那么请牧师啊。请撒迦利亚书四章六节。
I asked him to write for me Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
他是传道人。
He was a pastor.
一听到我讲这一句话，
when he heard about this verse,
他哈哈大笑。
He laughed.
你们真耶稣教会啊，真是三句不离本行啊。
And that your true Jesus Church always stick to your principles.
什么都是圣灵，什么都是圣灵。
Everything is about the Holy Spirit.
我说是啊，如果我们没有圣灵了，就没有真耶稣教会了。
So I answered, that is the truth, because without Holy Spirit, we wouldn't have true Jesus Church.
三天以后啊，那个匾额送到总会来了。
Three days later, he delivered the banner to our General Assembly.
如果你们要看呢，现在总负责的办公室。
If you ever want to view it, it's in the office of the chairman.
真耶稣教会如果没有圣灵。
If True Jesus Church did not have the Holy Spirit,
真的一切都免谈了。
Then we have nothing to talk about.
连他们都知道。
Even they know about this.
所以为了要支持宣道工作。
Therefore, in order to support the gospel evangelism,
辨明真道的工作,
in order to fight for the truth,
我们积极训练人才,
we have to actively train holy workers,
鼓励大家奉献, 让经费充足,
we have to encourage everyone to offer so that we have plenty of resources,
在迫切的祷告, 求圣灵同工,
then we fervently pray, earnestly pray and ask for the abundance
of the Holy Spirit. 那这三件工作就是我们常常说的人力、物力、神力。
And this is the three things that we always talk about. That is the power for the resources, power of manpower and power of God.
才能够把宣道的工作做好。
Only then we can do a good job in preaching and evangelizing.
今天在全世界各地都一样。
And this applies to everywhere in the earth.
我们的基本精神呢，就是要把得救的福音传出去。
Our basic spirit is that we have to spread the gospel.
用尽办法。
We have to spread with any way we can.
把福音传出去。
We have to evangelize.
而且要辩证。
And we have to correct.
为了要支持这个工作。
In order to support this.
所以大家要积极训练人才。
We have to actively train holy workers.
要赶快努力奉献。
We have to quickly and gladly offer.
让我们经费毫无愧虑。
And therefore, we will not be lacking in any resources.
大家在用祷告来支持这个工作。
Then we can support the holy work with our prayers.
所以我认为就是本会啊，一个很重要的基本精神。
I believe that this is the basic but most important spirit of True Jesus Church.
把得救之道赶快传出去。
So that we can quickly spread the gospel of salvation.
好好的辨明。
So that we can correct and discern.
但是为了要支持这个工作。
But in order to support such a holy work.
这三样的附带工作很重要。
These three parts that accompanies the holy work is very important.
今天我们在这里开会。
So today as we are holding our meeting here.
我要反省各位代表。
I would like to remind all the delegates
没有人才办不了事。
That without any talents, any workers, we cannot accomplish anything.
所以人才的训练是当务之急。
So the training of our holy worker is very imminent.
台总要设立神学院是经过了很多的波折。
When the Taiwan GA wanted to establish the theological training program, they had many challenges.
因为神学院的设立经费太庞大。
Because it takes a large budget to establish training program.
因为神学院的设立。
But because of the establishment of the program.
人才的培训就有了。
Then we are able to cultivate a holy workers.
经费也来了。
Then the resources also came.
再加上我们的祷告。
Also with our prayers.
我们这个福音传遍天下就指日可待了。
That we can look forward to the day that our gospel can spread to the world.
好，以上给各位做参考。
And above is my sharing.
好，现在我们来唱诗。
We would like to sing a hymn together.
280首。
280。
我十几年前跟李三宝之士梁德仁传道到中国大陆的时候。
And this hymn a few years ago when I went to China with Deacon Lee and Pastor Lam.
中国大陆的信徒说，我们不能挂真耶稣教会的牌子。
The members in China said that we cannot put up the sign True Jesus Church.
所以我们就常常唱这一首。
And that's when we started singing this song frequently.
既然不能挂，我们就用唱的。
Because if we can hang the sign, then we can always use our voice to sing.
因为这首诗啊，一直在说真耶稣教会。
Because this hymn repeatedly speaks about True Jesus Church.
他们是这么的爱真耶稣教会。
And this is how much they love True Jesus Church.
因为我们有得救之道。
Because we have the truth of salvation.
好，等一下，我们结束要唱副歌。
And when we conclude our prayer, we will sing a hymn, a chorus.
这里说要宣布哪一首赞美诗。
It says here to announce the hymn numbers so that we can sing the concluding chorus together.
等一下我要唱286首的副歌。
And in a little bit, we'll be singing the chorus from 286.
传福音的歌。
That is the hymn about spreading the gospel.
这一首诗歌是我们这一班的同学毕业的时候所献唱的。
This is a hymn that my classmate offered when we graduated from the theological training.
好，那我们就是等一下要唱这一首。And
so we'll be singing the chorus from this hymn.
我不晓得写这样要做什么，我不知道。I'm
not sure why I have to announce it.
大概是叫大家把它打开，忘记的话可以看吧。Perhaps
it's to remind everyone that in case if you forget about the chorus, you can look at it, so sing along.
好了，因为 第一次来,
because this is my first time here.
这个题目又太大了,
and this topic is very broad. I could not finish the whole sermon with a lot of time. And so that I've gone past the time. But we still have to pray together.
同心的为我们的这个宣道工作,
with one heart, let's pray for the gospel and the evangelism.
一起祷告。
We'll pray together.